Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. This is day 12 of the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's big three automakers. President Biden is in Michigan today, joining a picket line in the Detroit suburbs. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports Biden was invited by the head of the UAW.
President Biden, who often touts himself as being the most pro-union president, says the United Auto Workers helped save the automobile industry when it was crashing.
And I think that now that the industry is roaring back, they should participate in the benefit of that.
Biden's visit comes the day before former President Donald Trump comes to visit Detroit as well. The union endorsed Biden in 2020, but has yet to endorse a candidate in the 2024 election. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
Congress is in crisis mode with a looming partial government shutdown possible in days. There's still no sign of an agreement by House Republicans on spending bills. Now, the House is expected to vote this evening on a package of bills to fund part of the government, but it's not clear if Speaker Kevin McCarthy has the votes to get them passed. Matthew Green is author of the book, Speaker of the House.
One could argue this is not the best way to resolve a leadership battle, is to have a potential government shutdown. But in some ways, this is also part and parcel of congressional politics.
Meanwhile, the Senate is preparing a bipartisan stopgap measure to fund the government past the deadline this weekend, but it may be in trouble after plans emerge to attach additional funding for Ukraine. That's something several Republicans in both the House and the Senate oppose. Lawyers for disgraced crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried have made another plea to have their client released from jail ahead of his trial, which is scheduled to start next week. And here's David Gura has more.
Sam Bankman-Fried, who founded and ran the crypto company FTX, has been incarcerated for more than a month after a judge said he violated the terms of his bail. Bankman-Fried is accused of orchestrating one of the largest financial frauds in history. Well, his attorneys argue that given the complexity of the case, they need more access to their client. The judge, who has yet to rule on this new motion, has rejected that argument before, so has a U.S. appeals court. Bankman-Fried's defense team has asked for him to be released to a temporary residence in the presence of security or his lawyers for the duration of his trial, which is scheduled to start on October 3rd. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Supreme Court is allowing work to proceed on a new Alabama congressional map with greater representation for black voters. Justices today rejected the state's plea to retain Republican-drawn lines that were struck down by a lower court, saying it violated the Voting Rights Act. Wall Street is trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 308 points. The Nasdaq is down 176. The S&P 500 down 51. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Israel, tensions are high after an unprecedented clash on the Jewish Day of Atonement. Secular protesters blocked worshipers from holding public gender-segregated prayers with a partition. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
In Tel Aviv, several hundred protesters chanted shame, captured on social media. This brawl on Yom Kippur is the latest chapter in Israel's democracy protests. The protests drove out worshippers from a central square because they erected a partition to separate men and women per Orthodox custom. Israel's Supreme Court had ruled against the gender divider. Protesters also blocked other public gender partitions in other cities. Orly Erez Lichovsky of the Israel Religious Action Center.
We're not going to allow extremist Orthodox to control our public sphere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu railed against, quote, leftist protesters. His political rivals accused him of stoking religious civil war. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Biden administration says more school children from low-income homes will now be eligible for free breakfasts and lunches. The Department of Agriculture's rule change means children at schools where 25% of families participate in income-based public benefits, such as the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. The federal government will now cover the cost of free meals for enrolled students. Officials say around 3,000 additional school districts will now be eligible. Crude oil prices are trading higher, up about 0.8% at $90.45 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.